This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Edgar Salinas. Date of birth, August 31st, 1971. Case ID number is 7409806. Date of exam, March 5th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Dr. Ricardo Batodano, dated 9/19/23. His last name is Batodano. Identifying information, this is a 53-year-old single male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of below knee amputation of the right leg, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was December 26, 2023. The claimant states he worked as an overnight freight worker in Walmart for 1 month, and before that time he worked at Home Depot for 13 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house by himself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, below knee amputation of the right leg. The claimant states that in 2010, he started to develop peripheral vascular disease and occlusive artery disease of both legs. He states on December the 27, 2023, he had a below knee amputation of his right leg secondary to poor response to medication and therapy. He has also had multiple toes removed as well on the left foot, which includes the left small toe and big toe, secondary to ganglion and infectious processes. The claimant also had an incision and drainage of the left leg, secondary to an abscess, in 2016. The ganglion and osteomyelitis of the right lower leg was confirmed with x-rays and labs, and the claimant states that in October 2023, he also fractured his left wrist secondary to not having a prosthesis and falling. He denies any injections for his condition. His symptoms include no pain or stiffness at this time, and occasional swelling. His limitations, the claimant is unable to walk at this time. Stand, he is unable to stand secondary to his amputation. He is unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet or sweep a room. The claimant is wheelchair bound at this time and is mostly in the wheelchair all the time except when he sleeps. His physician is Dr. Ana Munoz. He is on no medications for pain and he does do home therapy exercises to strengthen his muscles. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and doing home exercises. He does not sleep during the day. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2009, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, but no blurred vision or weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, comma, but does have diabetic nephropathy comma, diabetic neuropathy, comma, but no cardiovascular disease, although he does suffer from peripheral vascular disease. He checks his blood glucose once a day and states that it usually comes out between 80 to 150 milligrams QD. He states the highest it's ever been is 300 milligrams /DL. His hemoglobin A1C is 8.8%, which is relatively high and poorly controlled. He is presently taking Jardiance 25 milligrams QD and Levemir insulin 25 units sub-Q BID. His condition is being treated but poorly controlled at this time. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2021 he started to develop high blood pressure. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, headaches, comma, or blurred vision. He does not suffer from any kind of in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, but did have a cerebral vascular accident in 2016 and does have some nephropathy. He states he's been told that he has 40% function of his kidneys. He is presently not on dialysis. At the present time, he takes lisinopril 20 milligrams QD. His blood pressure was 147 over 87 mmHg, which appears to be fairly well controlled. The claimant's last creatinine was 1.9, which is elevated, and his glomerular filtration rate was 48, which is low. These are the readings in March of 2023. Family history. The father died at the age of 82 from lung cancer. He has a brother with diabetes mellitus and chronic kidney disease. He also has a mother with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, heart disease, diabetes mellitus, and renal failure, who died at the age of 76. Medications, Jardiance 25 milligrams QD, iron sulfate 325 milligrams QD, lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, rosuvastatin 40 milligrams QD, and Levemir 25 units BID. Major surgery, incision and drainage of a left leg abscess, below knee amputation of the right leg performed on December the 27, 2023, left toe and fifth toe amputation in 2016. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks beer, which he has been doing for 15 years. He states he quit in 2010. He denies any history of delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant did use marijuana once back in 1995. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 202 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 147 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 31, general. This is a 53-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress, who presented in a wheelchair. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T after the fourth sentence? The claimant had poor dentition. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing was noted. However, the claimant did have cyanosis noted on the left lower extremity. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as mild pitting edema of the left leg. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. There is a 14-centimeter horizontal surgical scar of the right knee, which appears to be well intact, secondary to a below-knee amputation. There is also a left big toe and small toe amputation with cyanosis noted and peripheral vascular disease noted on the left leg. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was abnormal, secondary to the claimant having to be in a wheelchair. The claimant was unable to get out of his wheelchair, secondary to the amputation. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, and the Romber sign was unable to be performed secondary to the amputation. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. Mild joint swelling was noted around the right stump of the below knee amputation that the claimant had on his right leg. There is no more range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to perform a lumbar spine flexion secondary to the amputation and unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is no more range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and left lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, we were unable to perform the supine position secondary to the claimant not being able to get up on the examination table. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee. The claimant has a below knee amputation of the right side. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. He was unable to rise from a sitting position and was unable to get up and down from the exam table secondary to the right leg amputation. The claimant is unable to walk on his heels or toes and was unable to walk at a normal tandem rate secondary to not having a prosthesis. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted device, he requires a wheelchair most of the time. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms, especially of the left lower extremity. Muscle strength was up plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted, secondary to the right below knee amputation. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, secondary to a right below knee amputation and a big toe and small toe amputation of the left foot. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields. and no limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a right leg below knee amputation and peripheral vascular disease. Probable diagnoses: below knee amputation of the right leg with amputations of the left big toe and small toe, confirmed with physical examination. Number two, diabetes mellitus, type 2, being treated at this time. Last hemoglobin A1C was 8.8%, which indicates that he is not very well controlled. Allegation number three, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 147 over 87 mmHg. The claimant does appear to be in renal failure and is being observed closely for his renal function. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Edgar Salinas.